You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. You might have noticed we've had some really chilly mornings lately. There was frost on my car this morning. That made us think of the fruit crops in Michigan. We found this video of an orchard grower trying to keep his crops safe.
During the spring, we use a giant frost fan which blows warm air back down into the orchard on cold mornings to keep the apple blossoms from freezing.
That was Steve Tennis with the Country Mill in Charlotte, and he joins us now. Hey, Steve, what kind of crops do you grow there?
At the Country Mill Orchard, we grow apples, peaches, blueberries, sweet cherries. For our fruit crops, we also grow pumpkins and sweet corn as well.
What's most at risk at this time of year?
Right now, actually, the peaches and sweet cherries are at the most risk. Apples and blueberries are also always at risk as well.
I wanted to ask you more about that video. That frost fan sounded like a helicopter. What are other methods that orchard growers use when the weather turns a little chilly or frost comes?
That's an excellent question. The frost fans have become the most reliable form of frost protection across the United States, really across the globe for frost protection. But we can also do other things, which you couldn't hear in the video, as we burn small brush piles throughout the orchard to create extra heat that rises up to 40 to 60 feet where there's warm air, and that frost fan brings that warm air back down into the orchard.
I also understand that some people use misting or they use herbicide just for part of the grass so that the soil keeps more warmth. Is that something you've ever tried or you know of people using?
Yes, we do keep what we call like a sod strip underneath the trees as well. You can do that a couple of different ways. Herbicide, you can also use some tillage method. Part of our orchard is certified organic, and you can till up the ground underneath the trees in the days prior to a frost so that that bare soil absorbs the radiant heat from the sun. It maintains that heat, and then it releases that heat throughout the night when the temperature gets cold. That'll help you a degree or two. So there's different things you can do. The water system, we actually work with Michigan State University here at the Country Mill on a new project where we've misted these trees ever since March, some of our trees. And what we've done is we've tricked the trees to staying asleep, more dormant, so that they're not in bloom during days like this.
Wow, that's interesting.
An early freeze in early May. And so that, what that does is protect the trees a different way as well. So there's a lot of different things that apple growers are doing here in Michigan to help protect and ensure that we have a safe, affordable crop for you to harvest come this fall.
You know, my thought, first thought was about the orchards up north, maybe Leelanau County by Traverse City or someplace like that. But I read a report that Southwest Michigan is actually more at risk because of the advanced state of the blooms. I guess everyone's losing sleep over this across the state. What are you hearing from your fellow growers?
That is correct. People do lose sleep over this, whether they're up all night burning the brush piles and keeping the fans going or whether just concerned they don't have any form of protection. Right now, it's still too early to see and tell how much damage there is, but there is going to be some damage and some reduction of the crop potential from where we would be. But for those of us growers that have invested the time and the resources into things such as these frost fans and other methods, we're confident we're going to have a good crop for Michigan consumers this fall to come on out to the orchard and pick apples fresh off the tree. What we may not have as many apples as we would like that we can sell outside of the state of Michigan. But that, again, remains to be seen. In the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to better estimate what the crop potential is here in Michigan.
That's Steve Tennis with the Country Mill in Charlotte. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.